Experts are warning of yet another looming crunch point. Next week, vaccinations begin for children aged 5 to 11. The Federal Health Minister is urging parents to book their kids in as soon as possible. But those delivering the jabs say they're already stretched because of the rush on boosters, and they're concerned that many primary school-aged children won't be protected before they start the school year. Emily Burke reports.
This time next week, Australian children from the age of 5 to 11 will be eligible to roll up their sleeves for a COVID vaccine.
Not all of these will occur on the one day.
The Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt, has a message for parents and carers.
It's absolutely in your child's interest to have them vaccinated over the course of the coming weeks.
But there are doubts about just how smooth this rollout will be. Melbourne GP and Deputy Chair of the General Practice Alliance, Dr. Mukesh Haikerwal, says he's not expecting doses to arrive until next week.
We're telling people not to make any calls about that because we can't tell them when the vaccine clinic will be for children. We're not expecting vaccines until the 10th of January when the doses for children are being delivered.
The Health Minister, Greg Hunt, says that's not the case.
Frankly, it's wrong. It's just wrong. During the course of this week, in the lead up to January the 10th, the doses are made available.
Victoria has announced that state hubs will be used to deliver the jabs for younger children, and bookings can be made from tomorrow. And pharmacies are gearing up as well.
My son and my daughter will be one of the first in Australia to receive it on Monday morning the 10th. And I wouldn't recommend to any of my patients, and I wouldn't recommend to any of your listeners, to do something for their children that I wasn't prepared to do for my own.
The Pharmacy Guild's Trent Toomey says 1,300 pharmacists who signed up to administer doses will be stretched, and this is why.
We have 3 points of acceleration in our vaccination program happening in January. The first one is obviously on the 4th, where the vaccination booster schedule will drop down to 4 months. Then we have on Monday the 10th, we have the commencement of the childhood vaccination program. And then on the 31st of January, we've got the dropping of the booster window down to 3 months. So there are 3 points of acceleration happening. It's going to be a stretch on all of us. But I'm hoping that more pharmacies will come on board in that second ordering fortnight.
But distribution to GPs remains an issue. Anna Davidson is Director of Port Stephens GPs.
The clinic that I have, we've been allocated 50 vaccines a week. Most general practices that I've spoken to, and it's a lot, I'm in a forum with 7,000 other general practice managers around Australia, most people have had 50 vaccines a week. So I just don't know, when you look at the number of children that we're going to have to vaccinate, how that's going to translate to a quick rollout.
And then there's the gap between the first and second doses.
So it will take us maybe 2 to 3 months minimum to vaccinate all our children between 5 and 12 that want to take the vaccine up, and then 8 weeks later do that again.
Anna Davidson is concerned about the consequences of unvaccinated children returning or starting school in late January.
Without it getting out as quickly as possible, we're going to see infections in kids. We need to look at what options we've got for clinically vulnerable kids. We need to really get into safe air at schools and masks, and we've got to look at children under 5 because they are nowhere near on the radar for vaccination, and yet they are at risk.
Is it worth considering delaying the start of the term 1 to get more kids vaccinated? Is that an option that we should be really looking hard at?
Personally, I think that is a really sensible option. Well, imagine if we had a figure of, well, at 80% first vax, we can open schools. I mean, it's the figure that the government themselves used to justify opening up. I just wonder why no one's looking at that for children.
Professor Mike Toole from the Burnett Institute says the strategy to get kids vaccinated is missing a vital element, communication.
So we reassure parents that this vaccine is very safe. It's been given to more than 5 million children in the US, and there have been reports of lower or rarer side effects than in adolescents and adults. It is just a fraction of the dose for adults. So it's very safe for children. It's very effective. Particularly, we need every child in that age group to get at least one dose before they go back to school. And that's going to require a big effort.
That's Professor Mike Toole from the Burnett Institute, ending Emily Burke's report.